Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. John Horn, your speaker, and we're going to press now a little bit further those two very personal questions that were addressed to Hagar as found in the first book of the Bible in Genesis chapter 16, and these were the questions addressed to her by the angel of God. From whence comest thou, and whither wilt thou go? And we endeavored to press this and to see from the Word of God that we all had alike the same beginning, and that we are headed to one or the other of two eternal destinations. And we reminded ourselves too that we are children by nature of a fallen race, and in order to be fitted for the glory land must be born of the Holy Spirit of God. Now there are those around us everywhere who say as to that question, whither wilt thou go? Nobody can be sure. And again, they answered in this way, well, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm on my way. We would like to remind you that you are headed for eternity, and to eternity with the redeemed of the Lord, and will ever sing and shout the praises of the bleeding Lamb. Or if you die without Christ, if you die without having the sin question settled, you would be shut up in outer darkness where there would be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth endlessly. And so we would like that you would stop for just a little bit and think seriously and soberly as to where you will spend your eternity. And you know, after all, you cannot spend eternity. And we have again and again reminded our hearers that it is possible to spend a fortune, to go through many fortunes in a short lifetime. And but you cannot spend eternity. You shall ever be spending eternity. And it's important to know just exactly where you're going to be. Now, the answer to those questions as addressed to Hagar, and we address them now to you, may be found in the Word of God so that you can be sure, you can know. You see, when you start out on a journey to see some of your friends, it may be only a matter of miles, it may be a great distance, but you aren't just exactly sure when you start whether or not you'll get there. But you can be sure, if you have Christ as your own personal Savior, that you are on the way to the glory land, you are on the way to heaven. Why, think of how Paul puts it, for instance, in 2 Corinthians, chapter 5 and about verse 6, he says, therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. But look how he puts it even far more clear than that in verse 8. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Oh, what a blessed assurance. And that could be the portion of all my listeners today, and maybe some of you can say, thank God it is true in my case. I can say that I am bound for the land of the pure and the holy, the land of the happy, the kingdom of love. Now, just perchance there are those listening in who are not sure and who are saying to themselves, I wish it were possible for me to know, and I would like to know just exactly where I'm going to spend eternity. Well, listen, will you? And we shall quote a passage of Scripture that's found in the first epistle of John, chapter 5, and verse 13, that says, he that hath the Son hath life, he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Then in verse 13 he says, these things, that's 1 John 5, verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Now, nothing could possibly make you more sure. Nothing could give you more definite knowledge than a word from the living and true God. And it is not his desire that you should live in doubt and in uncertainty. And may I suggest in the closing moment that if you only have a hope of entering the realms of glory, if you are now in doubt and in uncertainty, then you can rest assured that you are lacking what God gives to all who trust his blessed Son. Paul could speak of it. He said, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've delivered unto him against that day. Trust him today and salvation is sure. But more along this line our next broadcast.